弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴弟兄姊妹能够坚持到底，没有这个今天这个在家睡觉哈。
I'm glad you're able to persist to the end.
感谢主，这几天让我们在一起来读圣经的最后一卷启示录。
Thank the Lord that these few days we can read the last book of the Bible, the Revelation.
当然，启示录有二十二章圣经。
In Revelation, there are 22 chapters.
从主的升天，一直要讲到主的再来，还要讲到永世。
From the Lord's ascension to His second coming to eternity.
它的范围是。我想在圣经里面很少有这么宽广的境界。
I think rarely in the Bible a book has this wide scope.
我们要能够把它一个这样的一个特会里面讲完，基本上是办不到的。
It's nearly impossible to explain everything in the conference.
但起码我把这次的负担就是在这二十二章圣经里头。我把它跟今天我们这个时段有关系的提出来摆在大家的面前。
And I have brought forth before you the verses that are relevant to us today.
对，因为我们现在是在一个关键时刻。
Because we are at a critical moment.
我自己是70年代开始对这本书有兴趣了。
I myself started to have interest in this book in the 1970s.
那个时候我在North Carolina 读 graduate school.
And I was in graduate school in North Carolina.
那江弟兄几乎每个月都会到南方，美国的南方来各处各教会来访问来讲道。
Brother Stephen Kahn at the time would visit the southern states on a monthly basis.
那我是一个，我那个时候应该是25岁吧。
I was in around 25 years old.
比现在潇洒多了。
It's much, much more free at the time.
对，是一个研究生，那么就每次他来，我一定参加他。
I was in my graduate studies, and every time he came to our midst, I would attend his meetings.
所以从那个时候他也很年轻啊。
He was young then too.
你看他今年是102啊，下个月是102岁了。
Next month he turned 102 years old.
所以他那个时候来的时候也不过60岁了。
He's probably in his 60s.
对。比我现在还年轻。
Younger than our brother.
但是神的仆人那个时候就把主的话开始一卷一卷的跟我们讲。
The servant of the Lord revealed to us the Bibles one book at a time.
后来就是出的那本系列的书叫做《神说话了》。
And then he gave a series of book written on the book. It's called God Has Spoken.
那个整个的圣经。旧约到新约。
It's from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
总而言之，在那段时间里面，他就把启示录这本书也是在他的教导的里头。
The Book of Revelation was amongst his teaching.
当然，那个时候他并不是一章一节这样子解的，不是的。
He didn't go through the Bible one verse and one chapter at a time.
他是比较宏观性的来看。
And he looked at it from a macro perspective.
那不管怎么样。他把这一个圣经的主体那一个启示来向我们宣讲。
And he spoke to us the main theme of the Bible.
很多的弟兄姊妹在那个时候就受到圣灵给我们很多的激励与启发。
Many brothers and sisters were encouraged in the spirit.
那么后来这么多年下来，从70年代一直到现在，我就花很多的时间来查考、思想、传讲。 这里面的丰富的信息。
And since then, I spent a lot of time to search the scriptures and to also teach on these matters.
那这四十年来，这卷书的丰富，因着时局的转变，就能够看到我们现在所处的环境跟当年主借着启示告诉约翰的这些事情就活化在我们的眼前。
And because the circumstances around us started to change, how the world changed, and we are able to tie in from what the Apostle John wrote in his book.
那么尤其像我昨天给你们看的那一张幻灯，就是四个血月加上两个黑太阳。
Particularly that slideshow I showed you yesterday was the four blood moon and the two black sun.
我里头有很深很深的触动。
And I was touched inside.
我觉得我们差不多已经来到了第六印了。
And I feel that we are coming to the sixth seal.
所以我到处，主只要给我机会，我总是在各处的教会，把这个时间的感觉跟各地的弟兄姊妹交通。
So wherever the Lord gave me opportunity, I would always share with brothers and sisters on the matter concerning the time.
当然，启示录很多的人都有不同的领受，不同的解释。
People have different understandings and interpretations with revelation.
像今天我要讲的背题，这个背题在这个基督教的范围里头就有各式各样的不同的观点。
For example, rapture that we're talking today, there are many different perspectives in Christianity.
我没有兴趣做这些不同观点的辩论。
I'm not interested in arguing for different perspectives.
我想每一个人在主面前都有不同的角度来看神的话。
I believe we have different angles to read the word of the Lord.
我愿意做的一件事情就是把圣经中所讲过的话语把它陈列在弟兄姊妹的面前。
What I want to do is to present before brothers and sisters what is spoken in the Bible.
那么弟兄姊妹可以根据这些主的话，你自己来比较，然后自己来下结论。
According to the word of the Lord, brothers and sisters, you yourselves are able to make a decision.
你可以不同意，没有问题。
You are able to disagree.
但是你必须能够自己去花功夫来找到你对主之间关于这些主要启示的这个重点，你能够很清楚的掌握。
But you need to spend time yourselves to lay hold of the important thing that the Lord want you to learn.
第一天我请你们做了一件 homework, 我不知道多少人做了哈。
There was a homework on the first day. I don't know how many of you did. Do you remember?
请你们在家里找到一张比较长的纸。
You're to get a long piece of paper.
然后写一二三四五六七。
And to write down 1, 2, 3, 2, 7.
代表七个印。
The seven seals.
然后再写一二三四五六七。
And then another 1, 2, 7.
在下面紧接着那个七的下面第二行再写一二三四五六七。
Below the seventh seal, you're to write another seven.
因为在第七印里面就有七支号。
So within the seventh seal, there are seven trumpets.
然后这个再来一二三四五六七，那就是七个碗。
And then there are seven bowls after the trumpets.
这样你裂开来之后，你就可以得到一个很长的一个所谓的里程碑了。
If you spread them out, you will have the milestones in the book.
这个非常重要。
It's very important.
你能够列出来，然后把圣经里面告诉你在这个里程碑里面发生什么事，规规矩矩的把它写出来。
And if you're able to write down everything that's recorded in the Bible at each milestone,
你就知道我们在什么时间，什么事情应该发生，清清楚楚。
Then you should know where we are at in time and what's going to happen.
不用我告诉你要发生什么，你自己在圣经里面你自己可以看得出来。
I don't have to tell you, but you yourself would be able to know what's happening.
那我们今天早上呢，应该讲第几章了？考一考。
What chapter should we be talking this morning now?
对，应该看第七章了。
We should be reading chapter 7.
表示大家没有睡着啊。
You're still awake.
那你要有这个图， 然后找到第七章是在什么位置，然后今天我们要来看一个题目，就是关于被提的这件事情。
You need to, from the homework that you did, find out where chapter 7 is located, and today we're particularly talking about the rapture.
好，我们打开第七章。我要跟我的弟兄挑着几节来读哈。
We'll read a few verses.
第一节念到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
对，此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
地与海并树木，你们不可伤害。等我们应了我们神众仆人的额。
And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, and of all tribes of the children of Israel were sealed.
犹大支派中受印的有12,000，流变支派中有12,000，加德支派中有12,000，下面整个就是12个支派。
And then the next of the 12 tribes.
然后我们跳到第九节。
To verse 9.
念到这一章结束。
To the end of the chapter.
第九节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
Saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
And I say to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
They shall neither hunger any more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源。神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。然后，第八章
Chapter 8.
我们看第六节
Verse 6.
我们第六节读六七两节好吗？
Verses 6 and 7.
拿着七支号的七位天使就预备要吹。
The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass were burned up.
我们跳到第十三节。
To verse 13.
这是第四号吹完之后。
That's after the fourth trumpet.
我又看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说，三位天使要吹其余的号，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。 然后到第九章。
Then to chapter 9.
我们请弟兄念这个头两节，第一、第二节。
The first two verses. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit.
然后我们到第十二节
to verse 12.
第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来，请你念十三、十四两节。
Verses 13 and 14. And then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.
然后我们要跳到第十一章
to chapter 11,
第十四节
verse 14,
要念到十八节
to verse 18.
我现在选的就是这七支号后面的三支号。
What I'm picking from you is the last three trumpets of the seven trumpets.
而这三支号就是最后的三支号，每一支号完了都会有一句话，叫做第一个灾祸过去了，第二灾祸要来了，然后紧接着又来了，第二灾祸过去了，第三这个灾祸要来了，都是这样子配起来的。
And for the last three trumpets, after each trumpet, it will say, the first woe has passed, and behold, the next one is coming.
对，所以我们现在已经读过了第五支号，对吧？
We've read the fifth trumpet.
现在我们要读第六支号。
Now it's the sixth trumpet.
第二六支号我们刚刚念的是这个十三十四节，对吧？我们念了十三十四节。
Right. Chapter.
对。
Chapter nine.
那么当然它的内容很多，我只是挑的让我们看到那个点子，那个号的那个重点上。
We're just picking the important thing of the trumpet.
然后这个第六号呢，一直要讲到第十一章。
The sixth trumpet will continue all the way to chapter 11.
那我们现在就要看第六号结束的时候，是结束在十三、十四节。
And the sixth trumpet ended on verses 13 and 14.
十三节，正在那时候，地大震动，城就倒塌了十分之一，因地震而死的有七千人，其余的都恐惧，归荣耀给天上的神。
The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is quickly coming.
好，现在我们要看第七号。
And the seventh trumpet.
十五节。第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God.
说，昔在今在的主神，全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权做王了。
The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
好，这是第七号。
That's the seventh trumpet.
那现在我要带你们就离开这个创世纪。
Let's go away from Revelation.
我们来看，对不起，什么讲创世纪呢？启示录。
Let's go away from Revelation.
我们离开启示录，然后来看，我还是集中在，你记住啊，今天我们早上的题目是两个字，被 题。
We are focused this morning on rapture.
我要把所有在这个新约圣经里面讲到这个其实这个被提这个有关的题目的经文摆在大家的面前。
And I want to present before you all the verses in the New Testament concerning rapture.
在摆这些经文的时候，你要有那个图画，一二三四五六七，一二三四五六七，要有那个 milestone 才可以，不然你一定昏过去。
You need to visualize those milestones about the seven trumpets and the seals.
Okay, are you with me?
你跟得上吗？
嗯。现在我要来读的是，主耶稣的。讲到被提
and concerning what the Lord says about rapture.
读完耶稣主耶稣讲到被提，我们就要来读保罗讲到被提。
And after what Jesus said, we'll talk about what Paul said.
好，这些经文读过之后
，and after we read these verses,
我才会回头来把今天早上我要讲的，把这些经文里面的重点提出来讲给大家听。
And after we read these, we will bring out the important thing.
所以那头脑要清醒哈，不要一团浆糊就不行了。
You need to have a clear mind.
现在来读主耶稣讲被提。
So, start with what Jesus said.
马太二十四章。
Matthew 24.
我们看二十四章的二十九到三十一。
Verses 29 to 31.
嗯。二十四章二十九到三十一。
Matthew 24:29-31.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
And the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven, and then all the tribe of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方，从天的这边到天的那边都召聚来了。这是关于主回来的时候耶稣自己讲被提的事。
This is,
看得出来被提吗？
This is from the mouth of the Lord. Can you see rapture in that?
然后路加福音二十一章。
Luke 21.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke 21:34.
念到三十六节
，to verse 36，
三十四到三十六啊。
Chapter 21 verse 34。
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，雷住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
For it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。看得出来被提吗？
Can you see rapture in that?
嗯，看得出来哈。你要琢磨。
You need to
马太跟这里路加有什么不同点？
What is difference between Matthew and Luke?
这是主耶稣讲到被提。
So these are what the Lord Jesus said.
我下面要读的是保罗讲的被提。
Now for Paul.
对不起，我还漏了一节。保罗之前主耶稣我还有一节 要念的。
The Lord Jesus have one more verse to say.
对，就是再回到马太的二十四章。
Go back to Matthew 24.
嗯。 24章我们现在要看的是36
verse 36。
我们要从36到44。
36 to verse 44。
对。但那日子那时候那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
For as in the days before the flood, and they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉，洪水来了，把他们全部冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Then two men will be left in a field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
But know this, that, oh, sorry, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。
Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
好，这里有没有背题？
Is there rapture in there?
现在我们来到保罗。
Now for Paul.
首先我们要看的是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonian.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十五节。
Verse 15.
念到十七节。
To verse 17.
第四章，帖前四章十五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。你把英文念一次。
Okay. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shoutwith the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
这里讲了背题。
And it talks about rapture.
我们再往前走。哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第五十节
verse,
五十一节
verse 51
我们要念到五十三
to 53
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet,For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。好，最后
Finally,
使徒行传第一章
The book of Acts, chapter 1.
第一章，使徒行传第一章
Acts, chapter 1.
第九节
verse 9
念到十一节
to verse 11
第九节说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
加利利人啊， 你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。圣经读完了。
We've read the verses.
懂了吧？
You now understand?
那我们就要祷告，不懂我们就要祷告，求主把他的话解开。
If we don't understand, we need to pray for the Lord that he will open his word.
亲爱的主，我们一起来到你自己的脚前。
Dear Lord, as we come and gather before your feet,
在这个美好的早晨，我们一起来敬拜你。
And that this wonderful morning, we worship you together.
你不但是创造我们的神，
Not only you are the God who created us,
你更是亲自道成肉身来拯救我们的救赎主。
But you yourself, and the Word became flesh and became our Savior.
你用你自己的宝血买赎了我们每一个你所分别出来的人。
And with your own precious blood, you've bought each and every one of us that you have set aside.
你赐给我们新的生命。
You've given us a new life.
你给我们永生。
You give us eternal life.
你要我们在这个地上为你的旨意而活。
You want us to live on this earth for your purpose.
在这一个黑暗的世界，好像明光照耀，为你做荣耀的见证。
In this dark age, and to shine like bright lights for your testimony.
这是何等伟大的呼召与责任。
And how great a calling and how great a responsibility.
我们何能何德来承担这么大的托付。
And we are unworthy to receive such an entrustment.
但是主啊，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But O Lord, what is impossible with man, it is possible with God.
你既然如此定规，
Because you've ordained this way,
我们就相信你的旨意一定可以成功。
We believe that your purpose surely will succeed.
当我们每次在地上这样聚集的时候，
As we're gathered like this every time,
我们就向你祷告，
We pray to you.
求你的圣灵把你的话解开，
May your Holy Spirit reveal your own words.
让我们能够从你的话见到光，
That through your words we may see light.
得着生命的粮食，
And receive the bread of life.
我们能够一面知道我们当走的方向，
On one hand we know the direction we should be walking.
同时我们也得着能力来跟随你 走完这个路程。
On the other side, we receive strength to finish this journey.
早晨我们在聚集的时候，
Lord, as we are gathered this morning,
我们向你的旨意来敞开我们的心。
Lord, we open ourselves toward your purpose.
我们感谢你，你已经向我们两天说了许多的话语。
And we thank you for speaking many words to us in the past two days.
我们再来早晨思想，你告诉你的门徒，有一天你要再来，我们要被提。
Once again, we are pondering upon what you have said to your disciples that one day we will be raptured.
主啊，这是何等的盼望。
Oh Lord, it is a great hope.
主啊，在这个黑暗最深的时候，
The deepest, darkest hour,
人类失去了方向，但是我们却如同明灯照耀在这黑暗中。
When mankind has lost its ways, but we shine like bright lights.
我们满有盼望。
We're full of hope.
因为你要再来。
Because you are coming.
你要把我们提到天上，与你同相聚。
And you're to take us into the air to be with you.
但愿这个盼望能够完完全全的实现在每一个圣徒的身上。
May this hope be fully accomplished in every saint.
我们祷告求圣灵赐给我们智慧聪明，可以听见圣灵今天早上对我们每一个人要说的话。
We pray to the Holy Spirit that he will give us the wisdom to hear what he has to say this morning.
让我们能够听得清楚。
That we can hear it clearly.
让我们能够看得明白。
That we can see clearly.
好叫我们的脚步能够走在正确的道路上。
That our footing may be on the right path.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your own name.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们从启示录的这我们早上读的这个从第七章一直读过来。
From chapter 7 of Revelation, we've read many verses.
第七章它讲的是第六印，因为第六印是在第六，昨天我们在读第六章的时候已经开始了。
It talked about the sixth seal, which started yesterday in chapter 6.
对，第六印包含的内容很丰富。
The sixth seal had many contents.
那昨天我们讲的是血月，讲的是黑太阳。
We talk about the blood moon and the black sun.
那么今天我们来看的呢，是第七章两个部分。
We want to talk about chapter 7 in two sections.
我们读了第一节到第五节，其实它整个第一个部分是一直到第八节。
We've read the first section from verse 1 to verse 5, which is the first section.
讲什么？
What does it talk about?
以色列人。
Israelites.
为什么你知道是以色列人？
Why do you know it's Israelites?
他讲到十二个支派。
He talked about 12 tribes.
对吧？我们中间有没有人是属于十二支派的？
Any of you one of the 12 tribes?
有没有啊？
Any of
所以我们全是外邦人，我们没有一个是十二支派的犹太人以色列人。
We're not Jews out of the 12 tribes.
所以这段圣经跟你我不发生直接的关系。
It's not directly related to you and I.
这段圣经是预言将来当主回来的时候，以色列人要发生什么事情。
It prophesies when the Lord comes again, what will happen to the Israelites.
我们有人知道今天在地球上有多少以色列的人口。
Do you know what is the population of Israel?
有没有人知道？
Do you know?
应该是在1200万到1400万之间。
About 12 to 14 million.
这是我前一阵子在网上听一个拉比他做的统计哈。
A while ago, this is a statistics according to a rabbi.
我在网上有，我每个月会收到一些从以色列发过来的一些电子邮件，讲到在以色列发生的事情。
On a monthly basis, I receive from publications from Israel concerning Israel.
在全世界的犹太人应该是在1200万到1400万。
The Jews that are in the entire world is about 12 to 14 million.
还没有上海的人口多。
Less than the population of Shanghai.
对，所以从整个的人类来看，以色列人实在是小小哦。
It's
a 一点点的。
Small fraction of the whole population.
但是他们对世界的影响是超乎任何一个人种，就是怎么讲，人
race
不同的种族。
Their impact is more so than any other race.
对，他们搞出全世界最好的科学家、最好的医生、最好的艺术家，都是跟犹太人有关系的。
Some of the best scientists, artists, are among the Jews.
也有最糟糕的哲学家。
And the worst philosophers also.
马克思这一类的人。
Karl Marx.
那么我们要注意的是，今天所谓以色列人回到他们的这一个应许之地。
The Israelites have now returned to their promised land.
基本上600万到700万已经回去了。
About 6 to 7 million people have returned.
还有六七百万没有回去。
Another 6 and 7 million are still outside.
但是旧约的撒加利亚书预言，将来以色列的全家都要悔改。来信耶稣，这是将来以撒加利亚书说的。
But the prophet Zechariah prophesies that the Israel, the whole house will repent and believe in Jesus.
因为他当主耶稣回来的时候，脚踏橄榄山的时候，以色列的全家都要看见他是救他们的 Messiah.
Because on the moment that his foot lands on the Mount Olive, the whole house of Israel will see that he is their Savior.
那一天他们全家悔改。
And the whole house will repent.
那意思是说，犹太人都得回去。
It means that all his, Jews have to return to the promised land.
对吧？那现在我们只看见一半回去了，还有一半没有回去。
We've only seen half of them returned.
那一半在哪里？你们知道吗？
Where's the rest? Half of them.
猜猜看。
Have a guess.
哈？美国。
In the United States.
那一大半没有回去的都在美国。
The majority of the other half are in the States.
为什么其他地方都回去了呢？
Why all the other places people have returned?
你看这一百年来，犹太人会从世界各地各方回去，一个最共同的原因。
You see that in the past 100 years, the Jews returned to their homeland. This is the common reason.
受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
所以人一受了逼迫，自然而然就想到我们要找一个自己的家。
And if they were persecuted, naturally they will find their own home.
所以这一百年来以色列人遭到很大很大的逼迫，包括在德国，在苏联，在中东都是一样的，他们都遭到了很大很大的反犹这个运动，所以这些犹太人纷纷就从四面八方回到巴勒斯坦。
In the past 100 years or so, the Jews all over the world were subject to anti-Semitic persecution. That's why they returned to Palestine.
那么请问在美国的犹太人怎么会回去啊？
I ask you, how would the Jews in the States return?
或者倒过来说，他们为什么不回去啊？
Why do they not return?
很简单，舒服，所有的钱都在他手里，日子过得很舒服，为什么要回去啊？
And they were uncomfortable and they were rich. Why should they go back?
对不对？所以如果要这剩下来在美国的犹太人要回去，那必须他们受到很大的逼迫才会回去的。
For these Jews to return, they must be subject to under great persecution.
那你们去猜，犹太人在什么情况之下会被逼迫？
Under what circumstance you guess the Jews are persecuted?
对，我就不讲了，这不是我今天的题目。
That's not the topic of the day.
总而言之，在这里你看到有14万4千的犹太人被分别出来，这是在这个整个1400万的犹太人中间的一小部分。
Here in this verse it says 144,000 of them were set aside in just a small fraction of the entire Jewish population.
也就是说，那些没有被分别出来的要受很大很大的逼迫。
Otherwise, those who are not set aside will be facing great persecution.
对，这是前半章所说的。
That's the first half of the chapter.
后半章
The next half.
跟你我有关系了。
Has to do with you and I.
所以把你的眼睛注意看第九节以后所讲的事情。
So turn your eyes to what's happened after verse 9.
为什么跟我们有关系呢？
Why does it have to do with us?
第九节说，我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
After these things, I look and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
所以阁下包含在里头吗？
Are you amongst them?
啊？
Yes.
怎么没有声音呢？
Yes.
啊？各国各族各民各方来的嘛。
From all nations, tribes and people.
好，到哪里？
Where are they?
站在宝座和羔羊面前。
Standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
好了，如果你从前面这样子一直第一章一直这样读过来。
And if you started with us from chapter 1.
第一个意象是在哪里？
Where is the first vision taking place?
天上的真帐幕在圣所，对吧？金灯台。
The true tabernacle in heaven, in the sanctuary, the seven golden lampstand.
第二个意象，镜头从圣所转向到哪里？
And the second vision, the theme turned to
宝座，那就是至圣所，对吧？
To the most holy of holies, to the throne.
那现在我们在的范围，现在从这个 第四章、第五章、第六章，这样一直到第七章，都是包含在这个第二个意象里头的。
Chapter 4, 5 and 6 are all in the second vision.
因为第二个意象所讲的主要的是讲到宝座上的羔羊，他从父的手中拿到了那个小卷，然后开这个七印。
Because the second vision is the lamb who's taken the scroll and starting to open the seals.
那所以我们现在到了第七章的时候是开到第六印了。
At chapter 7 is we're at the sixth seal.
所以你到第六印这个时段，你就看见有人出现在宝座。
At the sixth seal, you realize there are men at the throne.
看出来了没有？到这个时刻。就有无数的人从各民各族各方来到哪里？来到宝座。
At this moment, there are countless people from all over the place coming to the throne.
这是什么？
What is this?
怎么没有声音的？啊？
What is this?
对，这就是被提到哪里？
Rapture to where?
到宝座。
To the throne.
他们是什么人呢？
Who are they?
对吧？身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于羔羊。
They were clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hand and crying out with a loud voice saying, Salvation belong to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
所以这一段圣经是讲到有无数的基督徒出现在宝座前。
Countless Christians have now appeared before the throne.
他们在那里敬拜神。
They're worshiping God.
敬拜羔羊。
Worshiping the Lamb.
那么十三节，长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁啊？”
Verse 13, one of the elders answered and asked, "Who are these arrayed in white robes?"
是从哪里来的？
And where did they come from?
那约翰就说，我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我就说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。这是第一。
And verse 14, John replied and said, he said, my Lord, you know. So he said, these are the ones who came out of great tribulation.
第二。
That's the first point. This is the second point.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他的殿中侍奉他。
And therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple.
这是第三。
That's the third point.
第四、第十六节
，verse 16.4，
他们不再饥，不再渴
，they shall neither hunger nor thirst。
意思是什么
？What does that mean？
曾经饥，曾经渴，对吧？ Means, 现在才会说不再饥，不再渴。
It means that they used to hunger and thirst. That's why it says here they will no longer hunger and thirst。
第五
，fifth point，
日头和炎热。也必不伤害他们。
And the sun shall not strike them nor any heat.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
他们曾经被日头炎热伤害他们。
Once they were hurt by the sun and the heat.
对吧？前面是说没有吃没有喝，后面是说没有住。
And there was no food, no drink. Now it talks about no shelter.
对不对？做第十七节，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们到生命水的泉源。
Verse 17, the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of waters.
最后，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And finally, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
所以这就告诉我们，他们原来在地上的时候常常怎么样？流泪的。
It means that they, while they were on earth, they shed their tears often.
所以这段圣经就告诉我们被提的第一批人。
And this is the first group that is raptured.
这第一批人 有这些特点。
These are their characters.
他们都是从大患难中出来的。
They came out of great tribulation.
但是这个大患难跟后面的大灾难是有差别的。
The great tribulation here compared to the great tribulation later is different.
你看英文没有翻出来，它都是 great tribulation。但是中文呢，一个叫做患难，把它翻译成大患难，后面的叫大灾难，它这有差，有中文有差别。
And there is a slight difference in the Chinese translation.
因为大灾难。照这个 term 来讲的话呢，是第八章结束的之前老鹰说的。
Because the great tribulation is before chapter 8 spoken by the eagle.
不是 before chapter 8, 是 the end of chapter 8.
At the end of the chapter 8.
对。我看见一个老鹰飞在空中，并且他大声说：“大三位天使要吹号，其余的号，那就是五六七，其余的三个号。”
And verse 13, chapter 8, an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, and the rest, the three angels are about to blow the trumpet.
就是指第五、第六、第七三支号，对吧
？Which means the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh trumpet.
Are you with me? Okay, 这三支号。所包含的那段时间所遭的那个苦难，那个叫做大灾难。
That period of time that they are going through with the fifth and sixth trumpet is called the great tribulation.
对，现在我们在这里讲的大患难是跟那个还没有不搭嘎，不还接不上。
And、
那个后在后头，这个现在已经在前面了。
This verse 14 in chapter 7 is a different tribulation.
那我们来用一节圣经把它区分开来，到底这些穿白衣的数不过来的基督徒，他们这些人受了什么患难？
We will use one verse to distinguish these people who are in white robes and what tribulation they went through.
那就是我们刚刚念的这些，我们讲的什么不再饥不再渴，日头炎热不再伤害他们，他们不再神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，这是在这一段圣经里面的形容。
And so the Bible described them as they used to hunger and thirst, and they were under the sun, and they were shedding their tears.
那我用保罗的话来讲，就帮助我们更清楚一点。
With the word of Paul, it might help us.
哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章，保罗讲到他传道的时候所受到的苦难。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talked about the suffering that he had while he was preaching.
11 章23到29节。
Chapter 11, verses 23 to 29.
这里保罗自己说哈，我比他们多受劳苦，下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。这是二十三节，然后你念二十四节。
Verse 24, from the Jews five times I receive 40 stripes minus one.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏了三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
受劳苦，受困苦，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，又受寒冷，赤身露体。
Beside the other things that come upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
这就是一个 主的仆人在地上为着神的道与耶稣的见证，他所受的所谓的大患难。
And this is a servant of the Lord, that suffering the great persecution that he received.
所以这个就是描述在这一个大的群体里头，有数不过来的人，从各国各民各方，他们经过这些大的患难，然后今天发生了一件大事，什么事？他们被提了。
It means that all this vast amount of people that they went through the sufferings and tribulations for the Lord, and today they have been raptured.
作者自己约翰不是也被提吗？
Isn't the author John himself raptured also?
对不对？约翰自己这个时候他在巴摩海岛，他也被提到天上去了。
And John at the island of Patmos, he is also raptured to the third heaven.
可是约翰被提的时候是在第一世纪的时候发生的。
But John happened at the first century.
现在这个被提的时候是发生在什么时候？
And when is this rapture happening?
啊？第六印的时候
，at the sixth seal.
OK， 这个里程碑是叫第六印。
This happened at the milestone, the sixth seal.
这个你要把它放在你的这个表格上，在第六印发生第一次被提。
And at the sixth seal, there is the first rapture.
到哪里
？Where are they raptured to?
宝座。
To the throne.
我要你抓住这两个点。
So there are two points here.
对不对？第一是发生在第六印的时段。
First, it happened at the sixth seal.
号还没有吹。
There's no trumpet.
对不对？什么时候吹号
？When is the trumpet?
第七印。
At the seventh seal.
OK， 你都要根据这个 milestone 来讲话哈，不要把这个里程碑搞错了，然后你全部乱套。你把这个里程碑搞清楚。然后你要注意什么里程碑发生什么事。
Make sure you get it right. Which milestone happens what?
它绝对不是乱在一起的。
They're not They're not
mingled together.
Mingled together.
它不是，它是很清。圣经本身是很清楚的。
The Bible itself is clear.
好，这是第七章。
That's chapter seven.
然后我们就可以看到第八章开始开第七印了。
Chapter 8 started with the seventh seal.
那么当开第七印的时候比较跟前面不一样。
The seventh seal is different from the other ones.
羔羊揭开第七印的时候天上极静约有二刻。
Chapter 1, verse 1, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silent in heaven for about half an hour.
我看见那站在神面前七位天使有七支号赐给他们。
And I saw the seven angels who stand before God. To them were given seven trumpets.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉，对不对？站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒祈祷，一同献在。
Another angel having golden censers stand at the altar, and much incense were given to him.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前，天使神面前好。
And he should offer it with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar.
天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上。随即有雷轰大声闪电地震再下一节
verse
6
and so the seven angel who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound
然后后面就开始吹号了
and then they blow the trumpet
那我要花点时间讲这一段时间在这个第六印开的时候这个刚刚这一个时段有一些特别的事第七印，对不起。
So I want to talk about the things that happened right after he opened the seventh seal.
我为什么特别花一点时间讲这个呢
？Why spend some time here？
因为这里跟你跟我有关系。
Because it has to do with you and I.
刚刚我们读的时候，你有没有感觉什么事情跟这个第七印跟七字号 你我有关系呢
？What is connected to the seventh seal and the seven trumpets？
啊，这里看到什么
？What do you see here？
有香发看见了。
There are incense，
对不对？这里特别讲到香。
Incense, particularly，
升到哪里
？Where has the incense arose to？
宝座前。
To the throne。
那昨天我们讲过香。
We talked about incense yesterday。
记得吗？
Do you remember?
发生在什么时候
？When did that happen?
一百二十个人祷告会，对不对
？The prayer of the 120.
这个羔羊升到宝座前。
When the lamb is ascended to the throne.
神高耶稣这个羔羊，为主为基督。
When God anointed the lamb, both Lord and Christ.
他得到这个小卷要开印。
And he received the scroll to open the seal.
在那个景观里头提到金香炉香。
In that vision, it talked about the golden censer and the incense.
所以我们说了，那个香从哪里来的？就是从120个人在那里马可的楼上祷告来的，对吧
？And the incense came from the prayer of the 120.
所以那个时候的教会开始了。
That's the beginning of the church.
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit descended.
这个神的动作，神的这个行动，是跟香发生什么关系的？
And the action of God is tied with the incense.
那今天你要看这段圣经的时候，
When you read this verse,
第七印要开，七支号要开始吹。就在这个转折点上，他又告诉我们有香出现在什么宝座前。
Before the seven trumpet is about to sound at this turning point, there is again incense.
所以我要让大家注意一个件事，就是说在神的时间表上，所有的关键 moment 那一刻，都跟人的祷告怎么样？挂钩的。
You need to see that all critical moment of the work of God has to interconnected with prayer of man.
Amen. 平常我们祷不祷告的
？Do we pray usually?
我们祷告，但是你的祷告升到宝座吗
？Does your prayer ascend to the throne?
那我只能说天晓得。
Only God knows.
我们必须能够看见祷告，有那一些会祷告的人，他的祷告是要达到宝座，然后就有行，天就有什么行动。
We need to see that those who know how to pray, their prayer is reached to the throne and the heaven move.
好，七章讲到有一批人已经到哪里去了。
In chapter 7, we talk about a group of people. Where did they go to?
啊，宝座了。
To the throne.
那意思是说，还有一批人还在哪里？
It means there is a rest group of people. Where are they?
对，在地上，对吧？
They're still on earth.
如果你用自己想象一下，
Think about it yourself.
我们两个站在这里，
The two of us standing here.
有一个人不见了。
One is gone.
有一个人留下来。
One remained.
哎，假使他上去，我留着。
Say that he went up and I stayed.
我在地上，我有什么反应
？What is my response here on earth?
啊？哇，主来是真的哦。这是第一个反应。
The first reaction, oh, the Lord's really coming.
今天很多基督徒对主来是叫做半信半疑的。
Many Christians are half believing the Lord's coming.
对不对？总是觉得主来这件事情是虚无缥缈，很远很远，在将来。
We think it's a mythical thing. It's far, far away.
但是如果今天真的这样发生了，马上就发现走一个，取一个，撇一个。那你就跳起来了。
But if really happened, one is taken, the other is left, then what happened to you?
对不对？如果你这个时候突然间发现有一个你很熟悉的肢体，不管是弟兄也好，姐妹也好，他被提了，你老兄在地上，本来爱世界，在那边炒股票的，这下你怎么办？
And if you realize the brother or sister has been taken to be with the Lord, and you who loved stock and loved the world, what are you gonna do?
你就忽然间发现什么？哦呦，我是不是慢了一步了？
You'll realize I might have stepped behind.
你一定会被 shook up, 对不对？
You'll be shaken up.
忽然间警醒过来了，哎呀，这下子。
You'll be awakened.
我是那个被 left behind.
I'm the one left behind.
你想你要不要爱主啊？
Would you love the Lord now?
啊？要不要？再不爱你也真是够驴的了我。当然这个时候你就说主啊救我啊我也要去啊。
You say, Lord, save me, I want to go.
对不对你要说主啊我要悔改啊。
I'm repenting.
这是必然的。
That's absolutely.
所以这个时候的祷告谁在那里祷的
?So who is praying now?
啊第八章的香的祷这个香的祷告谁在那里祷的
?So who is praying in chapter 8?
啊地上所有的这些 left behind 的基督徒这下子祷告可迫切了。
And the Christians that are left behind, they fervently pray.
看到没有所以这是我要提在这里的。就是说如果我们第一批没有被提的时候你是第二批的人你也不要太灰心你赶快怎么样来祷告。
If you didn't get raptured the first time, don't lose your heart, pray.
对还是有盼望的。
You still have hope.
如果你回头的就是回头的及时哈。
If you, return in time.
这个祷告还是被神来听的。
And God listens to your prayer.
因为下面神还要继续的做事。
And God is continue working.
他还要他的教会在地上来发挥他的功能。
And the church is still to, exercise its function.
这是我在这里一定要把它提醒所有的弟兄姐妹。
And I have to remind brothers and sisters.
然后他就吹号了。
And then they blew the trumpet.
那每一支号都有事情发生，这个地球上就开始受更大的打击了。
And every trumpet, the earth is struck.
你如果把这四支号跟前面的四个印来做对照。
You compare the four trumpets with the four seals.
在这四支号吹的它有个共同点都是三分之一三分之一三分之一你注意看。
And the trumpet have a commonality. Every trumpet there's some, a third of thing happened.
对你翻到前面当它开印的时候。
If you look at the seals in chapter 6.
第六章开印的时候。啊
?In chapter 6.
你看不到三分之一。
You don't see a third.
你看到第六章的第八节
In verse 8
你看的是几分之几啊
You see what's the fraction here
啊四分之一哪个大
A fourth which is bigger
算数还是不错的三分之一四分之一也就是说这一个阵痛就从四分之一扩大到三分之一了
The birth pain has increased from quarter to a third
对在硬的时候它的 impact 就是四分之一。
The pain at the seal time is a quarter.
进到号的时候就变成三分之一。
And when we come to the trumpet, the impact become a third.
再进到碗的时候呢
When we go to the bowls,
是什么百分之百。
100%.
OK, 这个要让大家注意。就是它这个阵痛的范围就越来越大了。
The scope of the birth pain is increasing.
从开始就是 tremor 就是
小
的摇一摇，对不对
？And from a small shake, a tremor.
对，然后就到四分之一。
To a third.
然后就到三分之一。
To a quarter and then a third.
然后就到百分之百。
And then to 100%.
Okay, 它是这样的一个层次。
That's the progress.
然后你就看到老鹰说话
And then the eagle spoke.
老鹰说话所以每一次你听到动物说话就糟糕了
And every time you hear an animal speak it's calamity
说话平常轮不到动物讲话的
Usually animals don't speak
旧约里面有一个动物说话糟糕了是谁啊
In the Old Testament time there was an animal spoke
那只驴子
The donkey spoke
谁的驴子啊
Whose donkey?
巴兰的驴子
the prophet Balaam.
等到巴兰的驴子说话巴兰就完蛋了
When his donkey spoke, he's in great trouble.
现在你如果看到老鹰说话那地上的人就完蛋了
If you see the eagle spoke, the people on earth are in trouble.
对不对一个鹰飞在空中 听见他大声说，三位天使要吹号，其余的号，你们住在地上的人，祸灾祸灾祸灾。
And,
老鹰如果能够讲这个话，你千万赶快逃啊。
And the eagle flying and saying, the rest of the three angels are blowing trumpet to you, woe, woe, woe.
对。所以你千万不要叫动物说话。
Do not hear the animals.
这个老鹰说话糟糕了，说woe woe woe。
It's calamity when the animal speaks.
然后第五号吹，第六号吹，第七号吹。
And then the fifth and the sixth and the seventh trumpet.
那每一个吹完事情发生完，下面就会说第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来，一样一样都是有这么一句话。
And after each trumpet, there's a verse saying one woe is past, the next one is coming.
好，我现在这些都跳过去，我要讲的是第七号。
I skip all these to the seventh trumpet.
第七号是第三灾。
The seventh trumpet is the third woe.
第七号是要包含的范围是很广的。
It has a great range.
圣经里面你在哪里看过七次号？
Where have you seen seven trumpets in the Bible?
对啊，耶利哥。
Jericho.
有没有？耶利哥不是有七次号吗？
Wasn't there seven trumpets in Jericho?
那个仗是怎么打的？全世界最奇怪的仗。
That was the strangest battle. How did they fight that battle?
他们要打这个城，耶利哥城。
They want to conquer the city Jericho.
神就对约书亚说
，And God told Joshua,
不要出声音。
Do not make a sound.
你的祭司扛着约柜
，Your priest shall carry the ark.
在前面带头
，To lead the procession.
部队在后面
，And the army is behind.
跟着这个约柜
，To follow the ark.
干嘛
？To do what?
绕城一圈
，to circle the city once，
休息
，and then rest for the day。
第二天
，the next day，
再来绕一圈
，and you circle the city again。
不要讲话
，do not talk。
绕一圈休息
，and then rest。
第三天再绕一圈
，the third day circle it around。
如果你是耶利哥的这个守卫的兵。
If you're the guard in the city of Jericho,
你坐在或者站在城墙上
you're standing on the wall,
看了这么一群神经病
you look at these maniac,
说要打我们
say they're here to fight us,
抬了一个奇怪的盒子叫做约柜
they have this furniture on them, was the ark,
然后一大堆的军人在他的后头拿着枪拿着这个剑拿着旁当这个就是全副武装啊
And the army with their armory.
一句话不中
They say nothing.
就这么绕一圈
They just walk around.
第二天又来绕一圈
And the next day they walk around.
你在那边看的时候什么反应啊
You look at them, what are you thinking?
这些人是不是这里有问题啊
Are they confused?
对不对所以一圈两天三天
And then day after day, a day after day.
搞了几圈了
How many times they did this?
七天嘛
Seven days.
然后吹号嘛
And then they blew the trumpet.
对不对然后什么事情发生了
Then what happened?
大喊
And they shout.
然后这个墙就垮了
And then the walls came down.
所以在那里你看到七支号
There was the seven trumpet.
那个是一个小影
It's a small shadow.
神教我们怎么打这个仗。
God taught us how to fight a battle.
在那个耶利哥之战是打是那个所谓迦南人对吧
？And the battle of Jericho is to fight the Canaanites.
跟这个。在旷野打那个亚玛利人不一样的。
It's different when they were in the wilderness fighting the Amalekites.
亚玛利人之战是摩西要站在山上举手举杖。
For the Amalekites, Moses on top of the mountain have to lift up his rod.
那下面约书亚就赢。
And then Joshua down below will prevail.
他的手什么时候酸了放下来，下面约书亚就输。
If his arm got tired and he put his arm down, Joshua loses.
那是亚玛力人之战。
That's the battle with the Amalekites.
那是另外一件事。
It's a different matter.
现在是来到了耶利哥了，是要打这个应许之地了。
And now they're fighting for the promised land.
战争的内容不一样的。
It's a different war.
前面是打与属肉体征战。
First, in the Amalekite, you fight with the flesh.
现在是与空中执政掌权的邪灵征战。
And now you're fighting with the principalities in the air.
那么你看神怎么样打败他的这个仇敌呢？
And how does God defeat his enemy?
万军的耶和华告诉他们，你们就是这样做。
And the Lord of hosts told them, do this.
叫你不要出声的时候不要出声。
When the Lord said, do not say a thing, they don't say a thing.
叫你要出声的时候你就大喊。
When the Lord said, shout, you shout.
就吹号。
You blow the trumpets.
仇敌就垮了。
And the enemy is defeated.
这个比孙子兵法厉害多了。
It's much wiser than the...
Mr. Sun.
A Chinese war methods.
So,
art of war, yeah.
对，差什么？对。总而言之，这里我要提的是号。
I want to emphasize the trumpet.
旧约有七支号打耶利哥仗。
In Jericho, there were seven trumpets.
新约有这七支号打什么？你们都不知道打谁的，这是。
The New Testament have a seven trumpet. What are they against?
这里打谁啊？
Who are they fighting with?
整个他的魔鬼与整个世界的这一个系统。
And the enemy and the entire world system.
对，因为这个时候谁掌权啊？
Because who reigns at the moment?
在这个时段。
At this moment.
当然我没有跟你们讲了，但是如果你们曾经读过这个书的这个启示录的话，你知道这个时候是敌基督掌权的。
And you know that the Antichrist is in authority.
对，撒旦把他所有的权柄地位都给他，能力都给他。
Satan had given him all the position and power.
所以在这个时候他是自称为神呢。
And he self-proclaimed to be God.
对，要是全世界的人都拜他。
That all shall worship him.
基督徒不拜他。
And the Christians would not worship him.
不受这个印记在额上，也不在这个手上。
So they're not sealed on their forehead and on their hand.
就受极大的逼迫。
So they were greatly persecuted.
就在这个时候，基督徒好像都活不下去了。
At this moment, the Christians couldn't bear it anymore.
神用号来提醒，现在我们是跟仇敌面对面征战。
And God through the trumpet reminds them that we are battling with the enemy.
那现在到最后了，这第七号了。
At the last trumpet.
胜利终于怎么样？到了。
Finally, victory comes.
这个时候人子就怎么样？荣耀的驾云降临。
And the Son of Man came in glory in the cloud.
对不对？所以第七号你注意看第十一章的第十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有了大声音说，世上的国。
Chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seven angels shouted, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world.
这个时候本来是谁在当家？地上的、世上的国。
And who is in charge of the kingdom of the earth at the time?
啊？敌基督
，the Antichrist，
假先知
，false prophets，
他们在那里耀武扬威的掌握全世界
，and they were in charge of the world。
可是现在第七号一吹，宣告了，天使宣告了
，when the seventh trumpet blew， the angels proclaimed，
这个世上的国就成了我主和主基督的国
，the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ。
他要做王，直到永永远远
，he shall reign forever and ever。
看到没有？这是个伟大得胜的宣告。
This is a great and victorious proclamation.
那这个时候就有征战。那他就后面说，这个十八节，外邦发怒，你的愤怒也到，两个愤怒，一个是外邦的发怒气，反对神，反对耶稣， 然后这边羔羊的愤怒跟他对着干。
And in verse 18, you see the battle. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. So the people of this world is against God, and the wrath of Lamb has come.
这是征战的高峰。
That's the climax of the battle.
是以第七支号吹响的时候做代表的。
It's represented at the moment when the seventh trump sounded.
这是两个灾过去了，就是第五、第六号过去了。
After the fifth and the sixth trumpet, the two woes have passed.
七个碗还没有倒下来。
And the seventh bowl have yet to be poured out.
七个碗什么时候倒下来
？When would the seven bowls be poured out?
你要到十五章。
To chapter
十六章。
16.
十五、十六章，你才开始看到七个碗。
And then you see the seven bowls.
Are you with me? 啊？没有昏倒哈。
You're still here, right?
所以这个时候是第七号来到了关键时刻。
This is the critical moment for the seventh trumpet.
细节我不讲，因为我今天的 focus 是背题。
And the focus of the day is rapture.
好。那我们先读了耶稣讲的话。
We read what Jesus said.
耶稣在马太福音24章我们念的。
Matthew 24 we just read.
他说那些日子24章29节。
Verse 29.
的灾难一过去日头变黑月亮不放光众星从天上坠落天势都要震动那时人子的兆头要显在天上。地上的万族都要哀哭他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临他要差遣众使者用号筒的声音把他的选民从四方从天的这边到天的那边都招聚来
Immediately after the tribulation of those days the sun will be darkened moon will not give its light the star will fall from heaven and powers of heaven will be shaken then the sign of the son of man will appear in heaven and then all the tribe of the earth will mourn they will see the son of man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds from the one end of heaven to the other
在这里耶稣讲到他再来对不对
Jesus here talks about his coming again.
有没有问题耶稣荣耀的再来了。
The second return of his glory.
有没有吹号
Was there a trumpet?
啊有啊
Yes.
差遣他的使者用号筒吗吹号。
His angels with great sound of a trumpet.
将他的选民从四面招来了。
To gather his elect.
现在问题是这个号是第几号
So which trumpet is this?
耶稣没有讲，他只是说吹号。
The Lord didn't say, he just said the trumpet.
对吧？然后选民通通被招来。
And all the elects are gathered together.
到哪里？
Where to?
在这里没有讲很清楚。
Isn't very clear.
但是给我们一些 hint.
But there's some hint.
他说他驾云降临。
He come in the cloud.
对吧？这里有云这个 hint。
The clouds are the hint.
好。后面到了三十六节。
Verse 36.
那日子那时辰没有人知道连天上的父的使者也不知道子也不知道只有父知道。那个是讲到时间。
The day and hour, nobody knows, not the angel, not the son, only the father.
挪亚的日子怎样人子的日子怎样。洪水降临以前人照常吃喝嫁娶直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
And the day of the coming of man is the same as the day of Noah. They eat and drink and they give and marry until the day Noah entered the ark.
好这个我不去解释我要讲的是后面他说人子降临也要这样。
And he said, so also will the coming of the son of man be.
好到第四十节就很稀奇了。
Verse 40 is very curious.
他说那时两个人在田里取去一个撇下一个两个女人推磨取去一个撇下一个所以你们要警醒因为不知道你们的主哪一天来到家主如果知道几更天有贼来就必 警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
And one man in a field, one be taken, the other left. Two women grinding the mill, one will be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if a master of the house had known what hour the thief comes, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready.For the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect.
如果你家遭过贼来偷东西
If、a thief went to your house,
你有没有听到吹号的
Have you ever heard the trumpet blown?
啊，不，我来了
They come with a trumpet.
那不叫是小偷，那叫强盗
That's not thief, that's robber.
对吧？所以你会发现，刚刚在前面这一段就是三十一节的地方讲到耶稣来的时候吹号来的。
Verse 31 speaks when the Lord Jesus come, there is trumpet.
对吧？他把他选民招聚到他面前。
And he gathered his elect.
这是偷还是明的干的
？Is this doing in broad daylight or hidden?
啊，这是明的来的吗
？This is in broad daylight.
对不对？但是现在来到这个后面这一段的时候
But now we come to the second part.
取一个撇一个他说我是贼
Take one left one He said I come as a thief
这不是很奇怪吗
Isn't that strange
他怎么来的时候有的时候是公开吹着号来的有的时候是告诉我们他来的时候像贼一样偷偷摸摸来的取一个撇一个
So the Lord comes on one hand with blowing trumpet the other hand as a thief very quietly
怎么理解
How do we explain this?
这里都是被提可是不太一样
These are both rapture but not the same
一种是公开的被提一种是偷偷摸摸被提的
One is rapture in public the other is rapture in secret
好那后来我带你们读的是路加二十一章
Luke 21
路加二十一章的时候他讲说34节你们要谨慎恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心那日子就容网罗忽然临到你们
Verse 34 chapter 21 But take heed to yourselves lest your heart be weighted down withcarousing, drunkenness, and care of this life that day come upon you unexpectedly.
好，也就告诉我们这个事情是突然发生的。
It means it comes upon us suddenly.
然后主对他的门徒说：“你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切的将要来的事。”他下面这句话很重要。
Verse 36, Watch therefore, pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that is coming.
怎么逃避呢叫得以站立在人子面前
It's very important and to stand before the Son of Man
对吧所以这里就告诉我们有一批人主耶稣告诉我们有一批人可以逃避这一切将要来的事怎么逃的他说站立在人子面前
And the Lord said there is a group of people that will be able to escape these things. How do they escape? They will be standing before the Son of Man.
因为在地上会发生很恐怖的事
Because there will be terrible things on earth.
啊，那个叫做主的日子
That's the day of the Lord.
这个日子要来的时候，它是像网罗一样，一网打尽，没有人逃得掉。
It comes up as a snare, as a fish net. Everybody's get trapped.
而不是 fish net, bird net.
Bird's net, right.
对对，网抓鸟的
catching a bird
对你们看过用网子抓鸟吗
to catch a bird
在田里话不说你们这里什么第三号马路那里不是有好大好大的那个土地吗空地
open land
那在农田常常收割之后就有很多很多的这些leftover, left behind 的这些东西鸟都来吃啊。
And after a harvest, there are leftover things that the birds can eat.
那抓鸟的人这个时候就拿一个 很大很大的网在这个田的梗上把它拉开来。
And the bird catcher will set up a net along the edge of the field.
然后有 他们又用特别的一种炸药，让这个网子可以蹦一下就翻过来。
And with a special dynamite, they will set the net so that it flows over suddenly.
这个网子就叫做天罗地网啊，翻过来。那等到那个鸟听到声音要飞的时候，这个网已经在头上了。
And when the birds heard the sound and want to escape, the net is already over them.
所以这一片地上所有在那里忙着吃这些谷物的鸟，这个时候全部一网打尽。
And all the birds who are busy eating the grains will be captured.
你们没有看过啊？
Have you seen that before?
我是看过，这很有意思。
I've seen that.
那个真是天罗地网。
It's a snare that no one can escape.
那么这个耶稣就用这个东西来讲到那一天发生事情的时候，这个主的日子临到的时候，很多的人都叫做措手不及。
Many people will be caught off guard on that day.
而且他说这是全地的人。
And it's all people.
全地。
The people all over the earth.
那他说你们呢，他对他的门徒说。
And then the Lord said to his disciple, what about you?
全地的人逃不掉，一个也逃不掉。
The people of this whole earth, no one can escape.
除了有一批人可以逃掉。
Except a group of people.
就是你们怎么逃呢？
So how do you escape?
要时时警醒，常常祈求。
And watch therefore and pray always.
你只要在地上，你就被逮到了。
If you are on earth, you are caught.
但是你如果在人子面前呢，你就逃掉了。
But if you are before the Son of Man, you shall escape.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
那这是不是讲被提呢？
Is this rapture?
啊，站在人子面前。
Stand before the Son of Man.
好。那我个人。来看这两段的圣经，马太跟路加的时候。
Personally, when I look at these two verses from Matthew and Luke,
马太二十四章的前面的那个三十节的，那是讲荣耀的再来，吹的号再来的。
And the first part of Matthew chapter 24 is the glorious return with the trumpets.
他叫他的选民从四方来的。
And he gathered his elect from all over the place.
那里的一个 hint 就是云，他。驾云而来。
So he came in the clouds of heaven.
那这应该是第二次的被提。
This is the second time rapture.
位置是在云上。
The location is in the clouds.
好，那你说哪里还有说过？有，我带你们读了保罗的讲。
You say where have it else spoken in the Bible?
保罗讲被提。
The letter Paul.
一次是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Once is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
一次是在哥林多前书十五章。
The other is 1 Corinthians 15.
帖撒罗尼前书第四章的时候，他是说，我们要被提，要提到云上。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says we will be raptured to the clouds.
有没有？
Is it?
刚刚我们念的嘛，老天呢
？We were there, we read it.、
那么，但是这个他没有告诉我们准确的时间。
But、
你如果看这个
《
帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章的时候，他说十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，对不对？他只告诉我们有这些，有号吹响，有天使长在那里呼叫。
Verse 6, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trumpet.
那在这个时候有两件事情发生，一个是死人先复活。
So two things happen, the dead in Christ will rise first.
那还活着的人就要改变，身体要改变。
And those who are alive and will be changed.
然后这两批人加在一起干嘛？被提。
And the two groups together will be lifted.
提到哪里？
To where?
到云里。
To in the clouds.
对不对？一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
They will caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with the Lord in the air.
这是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章说的。
That's chapter four.
但是我们不太知道这只号是指哪一只。
But we are not sure which trumpet this is.
那一直到哥林多前书十五章的时候。保罗就说了 ，last trumpet 最后一支号。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Paul said the last trumpet.
那我们就知道是第几支号。
Then we know it's which trumpet.
第七支号。大不大
？Right.
不大，完蛋。最后一支号就是七支号的第七号。
The last trumpet is the seven of the seventh trumpet.
所以在第七号的时候发生几件事。
So what happened? How many things happened at in the seventh trumpet?
第七号一吹。
As soon as they blow the seventh trumpet,
主耶稣就驾云怎么样？降临。
And the Lord descend in the clouds.
这是在半空。
That's in the air.
在地上发生什么事？
What happens on earth?
他说。死人第一要复活，就是死的基督徒要先复活。
And the dead Christian first will raise.
他们得到一个新的身体，叫做就是主耶稣复活的那个身体。
And they will receive the body that Jesus received after resurrection.
这是死人先发生的事。
And that's happened to the dead.
第二，我们还活着的人。
Secondly, for those who are alive.
我们的身体也叫怎么样？改变，又也是一样得一个新的身体。
Now our body will be changed to a new body.
那我们所有戴眼镜的都不必了。
All the glasses will be gone.
嗯，怎么没有人有感觉的？有高血压也没有了。
Your high blood pressure will be gone.
嗯，什么毛病都没有了。
Your problems will be gone.
嗯，然后这两批人合在一起就被提到空中与主相遇。
The two groups together will be caught up to heaven to meet with the Lord.
这是第七号。
That's the seventh trumpet.
Okay.到哪里？到云中。
We're going to the clouds.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你在这个里程碑上来看，第一次被提在什么时候
？In your milestone, where is the first rapture?
第六印。
Sixth seal.
对吧？第二次被提在什么时候
？And the second rapture.
在第七号。
At the seventh trumpet.
第一次被提到哪里
？Where is the first rapture to?
到宝座。
To the throne.
第二次被提呢
？And the second rapture，
到云上，在空中与主相遇。
In the clouds, in the air, with the Lord。
那我最后读的那段圣经是《使徒行传》第一章。
And lastly, I read to you Acts 1。
就是主耶稣要正在要升天。
In the moment that the Lord is ascending，
大家都大着眼睛这么大看，哇，耶稣升天！我就像我，如果我们两个人现在开始升天，你们下面的眼睛都这么大。哇，这不得了，这是大事、
They open their eyes and gazing as the Lord ascends.
耶稣就在他们面前就开始往上升。
And Jesus ascended in front of them.
然后他们就看，哇，这个耶稣就升到上面去的时候，就有一朵云怎么样，把他接去了，就看不见。
And as he ascended, a cloud came and takes him away, and he disappeared.
但是我们知道耶稣还继续往上升。
We know that Jesus continued to ascend.
对不对？到哪里去
？Where to?
到宝座，这个事情是我们在启示录看见的。
To the throne that we see that in Revelation.
到了宝座，这是昨天我们提到。
We talked yesterday.
好了，那两个天使就出现了，两个穿白衣的。
And the two angels, the two men in white garments.
加利利人啊，
said, 你们
仰望的这一位升天的耶稣，
he said,
他怎么去，他也要怎么来。
Men of Galilee, why do you gaze upon the heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him going into heaven.
所以从这一句话定义什么叫做主再来。
So this gives the definition of the coming of the Lord.
他怎么去
？How he went up.
他就怎么来
？In like manner he will come again.
这是叫做主再来的定义。
This is the definition of the Lord's return.
他怎么去的？
How he went away.
起点是橄榄山。
Started from Mount Olive.
不是温哥华。
Not Vancouver.
所以他要从橄榄山到云。
From Mount Olive to the clouds.
然后从云到宝座。
From the clouds to the throne.
这是升天。
That's ascension.
他说他怎么去就怎么回。
And the angel said, "How he went up, he will come back."
所以主再来，起点在哪里
？So when the Lord comes back, where does he start?
宝座。
The throne.
宝座是起点。
That's the starting point, the throne.
从起点宝座到云。
From throne to the clouds.
然后从云到温哥华。
From the clouds to Vancouver.
不会了，一定是橄榄山。
Well, to Mount Olive.
所以有任何人告诉你主耶稣几月几号要到温哥华回来，你就把他丢出，把他赶出门外。
So if somebody comes and tell you the Lord is coming to Vancouver some of these days, you cast him out.
这是胡扯淡。
It's nonsense.
根本不是圣经说的。
It's not the Bible.
好了，那现在讲被提。
So rapture.
第七章被提到哪里
？Chapter 7, where are they raptured to?
宝座。
The throne.
那是第一次的被提。
That's the first rapture.
发生在第六印。
At the sixth seal.
对吧？是怎么去的
？How did they go up there?
取一个，撇一个，是偷走的。
Take one left. It's taken by thieves.
主耶稣像贼一样把他们偷走了。
Because the Lord, like thieves, stole them.
这些人是站在宝座人子面前
and they stood at the throne before the Son of Man.
他们就逃离了什么？后面的大灾难
and they escaped the tribulation that is to come.
清楚了哈？
Are you clear?
好了，还有 left behind 就是没有被提的
and about the ones that are left.
有没有希望啊？
Is there still hope?
有，还是有希望。
There still is hope.
但是他们却要走过一部分的灾难。
And they will go through a portion of the tribulation.
对不对？他们要经过什么呢？就是总共有七只号喽。
The seven trumpets in total.
一二三，你第七印开了以后，就第一七只号要吹哦，一只来，都那中间都是很厉害的，都是三分之一、三分之一的了。
After the seventh seal, there are tribulations, woes coming in. A third of this, a third of that.
高潮是后面三支号，对不对
？The climax is the third last trumpet.
要基督徒要经过，不但前面的四支号，后面五、六都要经过。
Some Christians will go through all the six trumpets.
第七号吹的时候，他们就开始。要被提了。
At the blowing of the seventh trumpet, they are raptured.
也就是说，最后那七个碗是躲开的。
And they will escape the seven bowls.
第七个碗出现的时候，那个七个碗出现的时候是百分之百，全球都在他的 curse 底下。
And when the bowl, even the first bowl comes, the entire world is under the curse.
所以我相信基督徒在那段时间，他们那个时候地上吹号的时候。都是百分之几啊？三分之一，三分之一，对不对
？When the trumpet is blowing, a third of this, a third of that.
三分之一的时候，就是说有三分之一地方受灾，对吧？还有三分之二呢
？A third is under calamity. What about the two thirds?
没有受灾
，are unharmed，
对不对？所以我们读的时候，我们刚刚读第七章的时候，前面有一部分的犹太人被保护起来，有没有？
We read that in chapter 7, a group of the Jews were protected.
很多的人要受苦难开始了，犹太人来说，他们这14万4千是被保护起来的。
Many were going through the tribulation, but 144,000 of the Jews were protected.
所以我相信在基督徒来说，刚刚我们讲的是犹太人，现在讲的是基督徒。
Concerning Christians now，
在那个后面，就第七印之后的所谓七号的前面的一二三四五六这些号吹的时候，这些基督徒应该是说被保护起来的。
And I think that when the trumpet started to blow the first to the sixth trumpet。The Christians are being protected.
因为它影响的范围是三分之一。
Because the scope of this is a third.
对吧？所以可能神的怜悯，这些基督徒会不会遭到那么像世人遭的那么大的灾难
？And perhaps the Christians will not endure what the people of this world go through.
但是会不会遭逼迫？
But would they be persecuted?
绝对的，因为那个时候谁当家
？Absolutely, because who is in charge at the time?
敌基督当家。
The Antichrist.
那每一个人都手上都要有什么
？And every one of their hand have a seal.
手上和额上啊
，or on the forehead.
没有兽的号码的人不能够买，也不能卖啊。
If there's no sign of the beast, you cannot buy or sell.
你如果要 坚持耶稣基督的见证，你就不能够受这个印记的号码。
If you want to persist the testimony of Jesus, you cannot receive the sign.
所以你就要受敌基督的逼迫。
And you will be persecuted by the Antichrist.
所以敌基督徒被逼迫是必然的。
So Christians will absolutely be persecuted.
程度有不同，逼迫是不会变的。
It'd be different in persecution level, but persecution for sure.
所以我让大家看到，就是说这个被提的这件事情是都会每一个基督徒都会碰到的。
I want to talk to you that rapture for every Christian is a sure thing.
你不是第一次被提，你一定是什么？第二次被提。
If you're not raptured the first time, you're raptured the second time.
对，所有已经死的基督徒一定是第几次被提？
And for all the Christians who have died already,
一定是第二次被提。
You'll be raptured the second time.
Okay, 你要有份于第一次被提，你必须是活的。
If you have a part in the first rapture, you must be alive.
对，你是活的，那你就可以在第一次被提。
And if you're alive, you'll be raptured the first time.
彼得、保罗他们都是什么？第二次被提。
Peter and for the Apostle Paul, they'll be raptured the second time.
Got it? 哎呦，我的天哪！啊，这个一定你。你如果现在已经被我搞昏掉的话，我请你回家把图画出来，看着的图来把我读的圣经 fit 进去。
If you're confused, go home and do the homework and do the milestones.
你把那个图画出来以后，把这个圣经节放进去，就一目了然。
And if you put the Bible verses into those milestones, you will see clearly.
你没有那个图在脑筋里，你就会慢慢就被我越讲越进入意象了。
And if you don't have the Bible verses before you, you'll be confused.
不管怎么样，我们整个所有的基督徒，不管你爱主，不管你不爱主，我们都要被提。
For the Christians, whether you love the Lord or not, we will be raptured.
只是有的是先被提。有的是后被提。
Some are raptured first, some are raptured later.
对。所以被提的必要条件是什么？
What is the necessity for rapture?
想一想。
Prerequisite.
叫做心腹预备好了。
The bride has prepared herself.
对吧？为什么基督徒会经过苦难？不管前面讲的大患难也好，后面的大灾难也好，为什么基督徒神让我们经过那些苦难？请问
，Why do Christians go through suffering, either great sufferings or the great tribulation? Why does God allow us that?
因为只有苦难叫我们的生命可以成熟。
Only suffering can mature our life.
你知道庄稼什么时候可以收割
？When can you harvest the field？
农夫什么时候开始收割他的庄稼
？When can a farmer take harvest？
啊，成熟了。
At maturity，
对吧？那个绿的、绿色的那个谷物是你不能够把它砍下来，那个还没有熟啊。
You can't harvest the green colored grains。
一定是那个发黄了，像黄金一样的颜色的时候。就可以收割了。
Only when it's golden.
所以这个就告诉我们，我们要被提，就是我们的灵命怎么样成熟。
When we are raptured, it means that our spiritual life is matured.
农夫要收割的时候，他一定不能够让他那收割的时间有下雨啊，要下大太阳，要大太阳暴晒。
And the farmers, when they do harvest, it must be under great sunlight, no rain.
在干旱与暴晒的底下，这个本来是绿油油的这个麦田也好，稻田就变成什么金黄了。
Under dryness and the sun and the wheat becomes golden.
所以这就是我们基督徒为什么经过苦难的原因。
This is why Christians go through sufferings.
经过这样的暴晒，经过这样的压力，我们就成熟了。
Through the sun, through these pressures.And we are matured.
这是生命的规律。
This is the order of life.
所以不要怕苦难。
Don't be afraid of tribulation.
苦难是必然的。
Sufferings are necessary.
罗马书说得很清楚。
Romans are very clear.
我们若与他一同受苦。
If we suffer together with him.
下面一句呢？
What's next?
我们就要一同与他得荣耀。有没
有？ We shall reign with him together.
我们巴不得个个得荣耀，要 escape 苦难。
We all want to be glorified with him, but escape the tribulations.
这是叫做做梦。
You're daydreaming.
这是不可能的事情。
It's not possible.
所以苦难是神设计的。
Tribulations are designed by God.
耶稣能够得到最高的地位，是因为他经过十字架的苦难。
The Lord Jesus can receive the highest glory is because he went through the suffering of the cross.
这是我们的样板。
That's our example.
我们看见他怎么走。
We see how he walked.
从卑微到荣耀。
From lowliness to glory.
这就是我们的道路。
This is our way as well.
主呼召我们走，跟随他就是走这一条得荣耀的路。
And the Lord called us on this way to be glorified.
Amen. 低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话解开就发出亮光。
When your word is opened, it shines.
使我们愚昧的人能够得以通达。
And that the foolish can have the ways.
主，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we pray to you.
但愿今天早上我们所听见你自己宝贵的话。
As we hear your precious word this morning.
你让我们里头有一个羡慕。
And you give this desire to our heart.
羡慕被提。
To be desired to be raptured.
那我们就知道我们必须成熟。
And we know that we must mature.
你来收割庄稼的时候，你是找成熟的先收。
When you come to harvest, you will take the matured ones first.
所以第一批叫做初熟的果子。
So the first ones are the first fruit.
然后才有全部的丰收。
And then there is the rest of the harvest.
主，但愿我们每一个基督徒能够符合你的要求。
Lord, may all Christians can satisfy your heart.
我们都能够成为那一个心腹装饰整齐等候新郎回来的人。
We can be the bride that is prepared and ready, waiting for the groom to come back.
所以主啊，我们愿意早日见你。
Lord, we desire to see you soon.
我们就求你让我们紧紧地跟随你。
We pray that you will have us follow you closely.
我们摔碎众偶像。
And we will cast away all our idols.
对付所有在我们身上缠累我们的罪。
And we'll deal with all the sins that it ensnares us.
让我们的灵命能够快快地成熟起来。
That our spirit will grow quickly.
让被提的事情在我们身上成为真实。
And may this matter of rapture be a reality in us.
客观的环境已经都朝向这个结局正在急速的发展。
And the objective circumstances are all rapidly going toward this ending.
主啊，当我们在这里交通你的话的时候。
And Lord, as we fellowship upon your word.
但愿这些话不是仅仅空的话。
May these words not be empty.
催促我们。
Urge us.
快跑。跟随你。
That we will run after you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.